I've had so many people texting me, messaging me, reaching out to me on the public internet, asking me when we were going to do this segment. And finally, it's ready to be done. Hit the theme, Expo.
It's time for now. Eye on the sensitive things that you just can't talk about with just everyone. Just only the people that you can trust now. Yeah.
That's right.
I didn't even understand that.
It's time for Eye on the Sensitive Things that you just can't talk about with anyone. Only the people now that you trust right now.
You need a new show announcer.
What? I think he's pretty good.
He wasn't all that smooth, though.
He was really trying to be, though, I thought.
Yeah. It's time for now. Eye on the sensitive things that you just can't talk about with just everyone. Just only the people that you can trust now. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
He keeps saying just.
Keep getting hung up on that for some reason. Okay, now this is of particular concern, I think, to some of our fairer P1s. With temperatures beginning to drop as the winter months approach, it's not just your lips and skin that may start to feel dry. Women often experience winter vaginas due to the dry, cold air causing their genitals to go into drought mode, according to an expert.
That happens?
Huh.
Have you ever heard of this before? Mary Burke, no. A former midwife and senior clinical nurse, made the claim. So this is really official stuff here. Someone has made the claim.
A midwife makes the claim, therefore it's something we have to look out for.
What? She says, quote, dry autumn and winter air depletes moisture from our bodies, leaving our skin dehydrated and cracked and our sinuses parched. And while it's an issue few will want to discuss openly, our vaginas can enter drought mode during this time too. And she says that spending a lot of time in heated rooms reduces the amount of moisture in the air, and the dryness we experience can often extend to every inch of our bodies, including our most private regions. She says, I've never heard of winter vagina.
No.
In all of my 68 years as a woman on this earth.
Well, now that we know it exists, what should we do to help the female P1 through the winter?
Well, how do we know it exists? Just because these bold claims by this midwife.
Mark that and play it during our Peter King interview later this week.
I don't know if it's a real action item for the men P1s. I mean, what can we do?
Well, think of a couple of things.
To help out winter vag. What? What can you think about that would help out?
I just got a couple of ideas.
Well, I can tell you one. I've got an idea. You can use a humidifier in your home.
Ah, nice.
Yes. That's what I always... See, I use a humidifier all year round in place of foreplay. I count on that to do the work.
That doesn't make sense.
Anyway, other experts...
I thought you were going to tell us that you used a humidifier at home because you have drought scrotum.
What?
Trout.
Winter scrotum.
Yeah, he said drought scrotum. Did you think he said trout scrotum? What did you say?
No, drought.
Okay.
Drought.
All right.
Didn't you say drought vagina?
Yes.
In the story?
Yeah, winter vagina.
Yeah.
But yes, that women experience some sort of vagina drought. Which I've been in a pretty big vagina drought myself.
That's, you told me that's what's caused you to become a switch hitter.
Whoa. Wow. Oh, what a day.
I don't know what caused it. I think that anyway, there's also something called summer penis. Have you heard of that?
No.
Summer penis means that during the warmer months, men's penises appear larger, or actually are larger.
Wrong.
And I'd never heard that.
Nope.
In my 78 years on this earth as a man, I've never heard that.
Why is that?
They think it has to do with blood flow, because it's warmer.
Hmm.
And, you know, when it's colder outside, you notice that you get the shrivel.
Yeah.
On the Schroeder.
Great Seinfeld episode.
Yeah, Seinfeld episode about that. So, and I've never noticed that. I didn't know about that until Seinfeld, to be quite honest with you.
I knew about post-pool shriveling.
How'd you know about that?
Because I'd heard about it.
Oh. From the upcoming Seinfeld? And doctors have confirmed that summer penises do indeed exist. And, you know, you're sweating more, you're drinking more, and so the organs appear a little bit more bloated, they say. And so you do get summer penis, and now we have winter vagina to go with it. It's just so strange that there's all these different forms. Now, we don't have an autumn vagin or a spring penis.
No.
So far. We just have summer and winter covered.
At least those two don't intersect, because that could be problematic.
Summer, if you had intersex?
Summer penis and winter vagina.
Right.
Doesn't sound like they go together.
They do not mix well.
No.
And then isn't that part of the beauty of nature, is that nature timed it out to where they don't have to conflict with one another so much? So maybe we'll hear from female P1s whether winter vagina is a thing. I think it's
made up.
I think, well, it's a midwife claimed it. So, I mean,
that must be true.
She has more experience with vagina than you do, Giorgio. And that's a fact. It's only a fact. It's a true fact.
I'm not arguing.
And then at some point, hold on, Craig. And then at some point, I do want to do the story of the couple in which the guy got a bionic penis. And he was born without he had a botched circumcision when he was a little baby. And so he didn't have a penis.
Just
and
a
then
tip.
he got a bionic one. And within a week of getting it, he was back in the hospital again after his first Grexual episode, because they went so crazy.
Really?
And overused the bionic penis, I think. Yeah.
How much is one of those?
Oh, crap. Oh, no.
$190,028.81.
Enormous priced it out, apparently.
I was just asking
just
for a friend.
Okay. Well, if anyone has a link to a bionic penis for sale on Amazon, send
just
it to
only the
Craig.
People that you can trust now.
Yeah. I got to say, your announcer was right. Those were very sensitive topics.
Very sensitive topics to a lot that goes on, and we appreciate everyone handling it so maturely.
All right, that's a special ODEC 641 on the ticket.
Get
in
it?
15
ODEC.
Minutes.
Get it?